This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Kushan Avidar. Today, the MTA announced that starting tomorrow, Law & Order SVU-themed Metro cards will be available at certain subway stations in celebration of the show's 25th season. And hey, if you've turned on a TV sometime over the past, 30 or so years, chances are you've heard a variation of this theme song. That is, of course, the theme of Law & Order SVU from the man who also created the original theme song of Law & Order, the hit police procedural that's been on the air since 1990. Mike Post is the composer of this iconic song, and for the first time in 30 years, Post is releasing a new album. It's called Message from the Mountains and Echoes of the Delta. The album is made up of two orchestral suites that Post conducted, inspired by his love of bluegrass and the blues. Here's a sample. This is the second movement of Message from the Mountains, called Onward. Message from the Mountains and Echoes of the Delta is out tomorrow, and with us now is musician and composer Mike Post. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
And hey, congratulations on your new album. It's been 30 years since your last solo album. Why did now feel like the right time to put this out?
You know, it was a byproduct of COVID. My shows were put on hold, as everybody else was. And so I had nothing to do except sit around and think. And I realized it had been a very long time since I had done any standalone music that wasn't connected to a TV show or producing an album for somebody. So I'm thinking, gee whiz, I wonder if anybody's done an orchestral piece with a five-piece bluegrass rhythm section. And I don't think anybody has. Well, I probably am the right guy to do it, because I have a legit, background in bluegrass and in blues. And I I'm not afraid of the orchestra. I'm pretty well versed in that world as well. So I sat down and started sketching some little pieces, parts. And I thought, if this is viable, if this works for a bluegrass rhythm section and an orchestra, it'll certainly work for a blues band and an orchestra. So that's why there's two pieces.
You mentioned you were the right person for the job because of your background in bluegrass. I'm not familiar with that. Did you grow up playing bluegrass? What's your background there?
Yeah, I was like most kids, piano at five or six and blah, 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 But as soon as I picked up a guitar, I was a folky right away, and I finger picked, and so I was, transported by Flatt and Scruggs, like all the rest of my generation. And then I just sort of dove into that end of the pool and loved that music. We really felt close to it. And then early on I made it as a studio guitar player, but sort of specializing in finger picking and electric 12 string and so on and so forth. I played on all the Sonny and Cher records and was part of a thing called the Wrecking Crew here in LA. It was, sort of the studio guys that were on a lot of hit records in the late 60s, 70s, 80s.
And so you have this background in bluegrass. You're very familiar with the blues. You're in quarantine back in spring of 2020 thinking, where can I take these two together? What do you think these two kinds of music, bluegrass and blues, have in common?
America.
Mm.
This is a story of immigration on the bluegrass side of it and struggle on the blues side of it. It's nothing new. I'm not the first guy to snap to this. back in the late 1800s, Dvorak came here and you know, became the guy at the New York Phil, and his first vacation was through the Western and Southern United States after he worked for about 8 months, and he just went crazy and said, man, listen to this, you know, and that what became of that was the New World Symphony. And so then, you know, we all sort of followed along behind that, you know, and I followed along behind Copeland and Randy Newman and everybody else that got caught up in this idea of this music that's so American, you know, and so just grasped with the idea of, you know, your parents and my grandparents and everybody else's parents coming from every part of the globe and using this country and what it afforded all of our you know, the people that we come from, you know, they came here running from something or running to something, and they brought their music with them. And, you know, it's not lost on me how giant the problems are in this country and how much we need to retool a whole bunch of stuff here. However, when you look around, I'd rather be here than in downtown Beirut right now. I'd rather be here trying to make the United States better and America better, which, you know, public radio is devoted to it. You know, it's why I listen to you guys. It's why I listen to LA's public radio. But having said that, and having certainly, you know, spent a lot of time thinking about how we need to be better and what we need to change, I also, at this point in my life, want to celebrate some of the stuff that we got right, especially the music.
I hear these terms like what is bluegrass, what is blues? It is America, it is immigration, it is celebration. I feel like it is time to hear a clip from this that you've made. Let's go to the first suite, the bluegrass one, which you call Message from the Mountains. Right from the first track, we hear a voiceover talking about immigration, as you mentioned, which is a theme from the suite. Let's listen to a movement. This is the third movement from Message from the Mountains. It's called Sunrise Special. Just want to point out that clarion call that you hear from the trumpets really pumps up that idea of celebration, which is wonderful. And speaking of, you know, the orchestral element of it, Mike, you didn't play on this album, as I understand it, but you conducted it. Is that right?
Yes, I composed it, orchestrated it along with a young man that I work with named John O'Hara. But I did play guitar on one of the movements, this thing in A minor that was kind of my little practice piece before I even thought about doing this record, you know? So, but yes, my job was the composition, the orchestration and the conducting of it. The playing, was mainly other people, to a great extent, other people.
Tell me about conducting. Where did you learn to conduct an orchestra?
I'm the first of a generation of people raised on a radio, raised on television, a rock and roller that learned how to read, write, orchestrate, and conduct. That's sort of backwards. You know, most people that are comfortable with a lot of players with the orchestra, they come from a legit background. And I come from, you know, two or three years of classical piano lessons, and then no, wait a second, I got to learn how to play this rock and roll stuff. So that's what happened, and then I went back and relearned how to read and write, and became literate again when I was 18. So I did it backwards. I really didn't become any good as a conductor until I got hired years and years ago in 1970 to be the musical director of the Andy Williams Show. Actually, it was 1969. So on that gig, I knew how to start them and stop them, but that's about all I knew. And through the kindness of a wonderful man named Ted Dale, he came up to me. He was the librarian passing out the music and organizing the sheet music for the orchestra to play. About the seventh or eighth show, he said, can I talk to you a second? I said, sure. He said, I've never seen anybody that knew so little accomplish so much. And I said, well, thank you, I think. And he said, you need some lessons and I'm the guy to teach you. And I said, fantastic. So he became my conducting teacher, and he hung in there with me. It took me a little while.
That is definitely a compliment you question and carry for the rest of your life. That's wonderful.
Let's
go from bluegrass to the blues. The second suite of the album is called Echoes of the Delta. I would love to hear a clip from John the Revelator. Here's that clip right now.
Tell me, who's that writing? Who's that writing? Who's that writing? John the Revelator, the book of the seven seas. Tell me, what's he writing? Tell me, what's he writing? Tell me, what's he writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas.
Listeners, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Mike Post. He's the Grammy Award-winning musician and producer. He's also the composer behind the iconic Law & Order theme song, and he's releasing his first album in 30 years. It's called Message from the Mountains and Echoes of the Delta, and it's out tomorrow. And Mike, listening to John the Revelator, we hear that deep, beautiful voice singing those lyrics. Is there anything you're trying to communicate to the listener with this blues suite?
It definitely, the entire piece speaks to the horror of slavery. It speaks to the joy and the triumph of overcoming that. Not that we've overcome it even 50%, because the ripples from that boulder in our pond keep resonating. This is the worst thing that you can imagine to do to people. Okay. However, what did it produce? Well, it didn't kill the black soul. It isn't a good thing. It didn't enrichen it, but it did produce the blues. Me and all the other people with this kind of pigment of our skin that is not black have bowed at that altar for, hundreds of years. And, I don't know how the blues does what it does. And I know a lot about it. It's magic. It's just magic. And it starts, for me, it starts with like Blind Willie Johnson, who wrote John the Revelator. That's the only piece of music on this thing I didn't write, but that's the great Amy Keys singing it. And I tried to be respectful. I tried to load up the rhythm section for the blues piece with people whose ancestors came from Africa. Not that all of ours probably didn't, but I tried to ride that line that all of us white guys who have, drowned in the blues kind of go, wow, I don't know where race plays into this. It's hard to understand. It really is hard to understand as a composer.
And it sounds like collaboration was really important for you to get this right. Is that fair?
Oh, God, 100%. Listen, you know, I watch you listening to the music, you know, here on this, and I see you bobbing up and down and kind of gravitating towards it. And that's all I care about. Mm. The first thing I wanted to have happen was I wanted my friends and family to like what happened here. The second thing I wanted was the guys that the people that played on it and sang on it, I wanted them to like it. Mm. And the third thing I want is people to realize that I'm not trying to change the course of the Mississippi River and I'm not trying to redo history. I'm just saying how much I personally see is a value in these two genres of music.
A reflection and introspective celebration of America and of bluegrass and of blues. We, of course, have to talk a bit about Law and Order because you're, of course, the man behind this now iconic theme. And I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times. So thank you so much for your indulgence. I just want to put that up top. But we're fans of the show, so we have to ask, what's the story of the moment you first came up with this theme song?
So, you know, as opposed to this album that drops tomorrow, you know, my career mostly has been they bring me a script or they tell me a story or they show me a piece of film and I put my art with their art and hopefully it's more artful. So, you know, it's not standalone music. I look at it at a piece of film and hopefully get inspired. In this particular case, my friend Dick Wolf, who had been a writer on Hill Street Blues, which I had done for all the years it was on, came to me and said, I've got an idea for a show. And he told me, and he said, you know, it's all done in New York. It's, you know, it's wet streets. It's steam coming out of the manhole covers. It's tough. And the first half is the, you know, the cops and the crime and the perpetrators, and the second half, the lawyers and the defense and the prosecution and the trial and blah, blah, blah. I went, okay, great. And what are you thinking musically? He said, well, I don't know. You know, he said, it's got to have an edge to it, but for sure, it's got to sign the signature of New York City. I said, Dick, I hate to tell you this, but that's already been done. There was a guy named George Gershwin, you know, it's called Rhapsody in Blue. It signs the signature in New York City. He goes, well, yeah, just do that. So I went, oh, great. Just do that, huh? Okay. So I sat down and I, you know, started dinking around with a lick on the keyboard, okay, fine. I pick up this, I'd just gotten this new Stratocaster. This is 30 some odd years ago. And I started snapping the strings away from the fingerboard, bap, 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 you know. And then the next thing you know, I had this the A section. I thought, okay, this guy wants me to sign his signature for New York City. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll start with a clarinet. All right, at least I'll, you know.
So you feel like the clarinet kind of captures New York City. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Gershwin. That's I came up with that little B section, and I ran it by Dick, and he goes, hey, perfect. That's great. That's my show. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Folks start to listen to your new album, A Message from the Mountains and Echoes of the Delta, how do you hope they finish feeling once they listen to it all the way through?
Great question. Wow. Really great question. You know, number one, I want them to feel something, whether it's entertained or inspired or just, wow, that was cool. Or I guess the overriding thing is a quote from Sam Phillips, Sun Records, guy that discovered Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis. And the quote is, if you're not doing something different, you're not doing hardly anything at all, you know? Well, so I'm trying to do something different, you know, trying to combine things that hadn't been combined exactly this way. So more than anything, I guess I'd hope that the audience would walk away going, wow, that's different.
We've been talking to Mike Post. He's Grammy Award-winning musician and producer. He was also the composer behind the iconic Law and Order theme song. He's releasing his first album in 30 years tomorrow. It's called Message from the Mountains and Echoes of the Delta. It's got bluegrass, it's got blues, it's got America. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And we love to go out on another movement from the album. This is Circle Back Home.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.